Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three. There we go. That should be better. Alrighty. So I just want to mention that tonight's we're going to be focusing on the Gulf Coast, part of a radiothon, and we have some wonderful guests that we'll be starting on. But I do want to mention first the National Defense Authorization Act, opposed by both the White House and the Pentagon, brought forth from the Senate from Carl Levin of Michigan and John McCain of Arizona. They managed to get this through without any hearings whatsoever. And you need to oppose this. This thing will allow them to detain anyone indefinitely, even inside the United States. All you have to be is accused, and they can hold you indefinitely. No habeas corpus, no posse comitatus, and there we go. So make sure you take the time tomorrow, contact your senator, contact your congressman, and let them know. I'm going to talk a little bit about this Operation People for Peace that we're going to be hosting in just a few minutes. Operation People for Peace is in contact with members of Congress to ensure the concerns are clear. Human rights issues for clean air and clean water, that BP claims be paid immediately for the poor and the voiceless, the underserved and the underrepresented in the Gulf Coast region, and to develop a regional coalition and citizen advisory committee to have oversights of claim payments over the current plan that's working. Art Rocker states that Feinberg is the only one getting paid from BP with an increase as of approximately January 2011. He's being paid to stall and to not pay claims of affected people, and he's doing a good job of that. We'll continue to protest against BP and their executive leadership and locate them at various events in America and abroad until claims against BP in America have been paid. will not allow any foreign or American firms to pollute our waterways and affect the future of our children's lives. This oil spill has affected the economy of the Gulf Coast region, and when this happens, it affects our children's education, teachers in the classroom, the institution of family, small businesses, churches, ministers, and creates unnecessary stress with senior citizens. BP must pay the claims. BP must write the checks. So we should be getting our first guest in just a minute. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Mr. Art Rocker.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having us on.
It's our pleasure, sir.
And hosting this group. We have been involved out here dealing with this operation for a period of a year plus 2 months. Ken Feinberg called me. I didn't call Ken Feinberg. Ken Feinberg requested that we come together, we bring the ministers together, and we do claims in order to pay poor people. That's what we did. And after we put all these claims together, Ken Feinberg still has not paid. He said that after we brought all the ministers together, we thought we would be paid within 4 or 5 months. He told us to continue our work and continue to do what the Lord wants us to do. And then here we are, after completing a task of organizing over 20,000 people, putting together over 10,000 plus claims, he still has not paid the claims. He's not paying the claims because his responsibility is to stall the claims. He says that he is proud to be with BP because BP has all the deep pockets. That's why he makes $1.2 million. So to this day, he has to pay, and we're going to continue to boycott him. We're going to continue to boycott BP, continue to go to jail, continue to picket, continue to organize until these claims are paid.
Sir, that's wonderful, the work that you're doing, because so many people don't have the resources, don't have the time, don't have the energy, don't have the health to stand up. So I really salute you in the work that you're doing to help these people. God bless you, sir.
Well, I want to salute you because if it wasn't for people like yourself, the voices would never be heard. Because what you have done on this after this Thanksgiving Day, you're serving this nation. And while you're serving people who are primarily probably housekeepers in hotels who are not working now. You're probably serving, there's over 1.6 million jobs that we have lost in the Gulf Coast due to this oil spill. The seafood industry is a $146 billion industry. The cash industry is somewhere around $50 billion. And the cash, informal cash, and is not black marketing. Informal cash is synonymous. However, families need cash. Some people sell cars over the weekend. When you take a car and sell a car, that's informal cash. You need that car sometime to pay your children's bills. When you go and cut grass and mow lawns and clean people's homes and do whatever you're doing, that's informal cash. And when that's killed, the economy is killed. And that's why you have occupiers that's taking place all over America, talking about greed of corporations, because you got all of these major corporations control everything, that you can't even have 10 or 15, 20 people selling shrimp in the streets. They used to sell shrimp on the side of the road. They can't even sell it no more. They used to sell oranges and apples on the side of the road. You can't do it anymore because everything is being brought into this country from every place. There's no middle people. The only way you can purchase something is through corporate America, and they control. The same way BP decided to put a chemical in the Gulf of Mexico, and that chemical that they used to disperse the oil, they own that company. They own that company, and the chemical that was dispersed is hurting the people in the Gulf, creating asthma, creating problems with the children, and we have a disaster at this time.
Thank you, sir. I think I've got Mary Lee Orr is on next. Sir, do you want to stay on, or do you want to come back in a little while?
I'll come back in a little while. Have
okay,
a great
then.
Day.
Thank you,
Hello,
sir.
Mary Lee. Thank you.
Okay, hey, Art.
How we go? I think we've got Mary Lee.
We do, Rick. How are you this evening?
Very good. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. This is such an important issue.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. I'm sorry it's about this topic, but we so are so grateful that you're interested in this and your listeners are interested as well. Thank you, thank you.
Well, you've got the facts. Well, why don't you tell us what you've learned?
Well, for one thing, our organization is 25 years old, so we've been working on preserving natural resources and protecting public health for 25 years. And when this disaster happened, we have to remember that 11 lives were lost out there, and then came the environmental catastrophe that came on shore for our communities. So we began sampling and doing blood testing. We sampled folks' blood for volatile solvents, cold blood tests, they call them, and Rick, really what that is to see if the components of oil were actually in your blood, and you would
right.
not believe what we found. Unbelievable. A lot of people over the 95 percentile. So I think what we're finding is that folks are sick, and that, as you heard from Art, claims aren't being paid. The oil is still here, and our communities are very fragile. And I feel like folks in other parts of the United States are not really aware or awakened about it. I think over in Florida, your folks, perhaps more so than, say, up north, are realizing what's going on. And what concerns me, too, Rick, is that there are folks who are sick that haven't made the correlation between their illness and their exposure.
Sure.
What's happened. Right, exactly. We have to remember that we hold the world record in the use of dispersant. 1.8 million gallons of dispersant went into our beloved Gulf. Can you imagine that? And then the crude oil also brings a lot of health impacts. And if you mix a dispersant and the crude oil, it becomes twice as toxic. I'm happy to tell you all the symptoms that I hear from people, but it is beyond disturbing, and it's beyond disturbing that a lot of these symptoms are progressing to things that are even worse. So we're worried and concerned. So we thank you so much for letting us share our concerns and what we're seeing out here in the field.
Well, it's crucial, and unfortunately, they'll never hear it from commercial media. We, the public broadcasters, are the only way they're going to hear this information, and I can't thank you enough. And unfortunately, instead of real science, we're getting cover-ups. Why don't you go ahead and continue?
Sure, Rick. I think what people aren't realizing, at first what started in May with people talking about air quality because all the air was bubbling off the oil slick and they were burning the oil, if you remember, and people were talking about
sure.
how, you know, asthma, they had to increase their medication, or people who didn't have asthma were having problems. And then I started getting calls from the wife of workers who were out there working on the oil rigs. We actually bought about $12,000 worth of protective gear. We gave it to our fishermen who rushed out to save our beloved Gulf. And they were told if they used this protective gear that they would be fired or relocated. So they weren't allowed to use it. And their wives would call me and say, my husband is dizzy. He's vomiting. He's nauseated. He has headaches. He has terrible chest pains. When he comes ashore, he seems to get better, but he goes out because we need to feed our family. And you shouldn't have to choose between your health and feeding your family. Unbelievable. Keeps on going till in the fall of 2010, I began, Rick, to hear actually from the workers themselves, from residents along the Gulf, all the way from Louisiana to your beloved Florida. People calling me and telling me that they have the symptoms that you heard before, but also nosebleeds, a lot of difficulty breathing, respiratory infection, skin rashes, lesions, I mean, like open sores on their bodies that wouldn't heal, a lot of cardiovascular issues. And what scares me is those things move into things like cardiac arrhythmia, cardiovascular damage, increased severity of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, genetic damage and mutation. Those are actual health effects from exposure to either Corexit or the crude oil. So you can see that our beloved communities are in a pretty fragile state. And like you say, the regular media, where have they been? So we're so grateful that you're a voice out to let other people know what's happening to us here.
Well, it's my pleasure and it's an honor to help do this kind of public service. I'm going to get in touch with some other broadcasters to see if we can do more of the same thing. I want to thank you so much. And let me bring on Kimberly now, if I might.
Sure. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
Thank you so
Kimberly.
Much. Kimberly? I want to welcome you tonight to tonight's show. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, Kimberly?
Okay. I am from Gulf Shores, Alabama, near Gulf Shores, Alabama, and basically I'm a resident, and I observed what happened down here with photography and just being at the beach. I was exposed from the day the oil hit our beaches, and I got sick. The symptoms started with nosebleeds, headaches. My hair started falling out, and then that kind of went away. And then I broke out in big lesions on my lower legs from the knees down. And I'm still fighting these lesions. I have been to countless dermatologists. I have been to medical doctors. And finally I got tested, the same test that Mary Lee was talking about, and found out that I have all these VOCs in my blood, like ethylbenzene and MP-xylene and hexane and isooctane, and also have a lot of heavy toxic metals in my blood. For example, I have very high levels of mercury. I am four times over the amount of lead that you're supposed to have. I have cadmium, arsenic, cesium, which from my understanding is radioactive, and I was never, ever sick before then. And, you know, it's across the Gulf, Rick. It's not just Louisiana, Mississippi. It's Alabama and the panhandle of Florida, too. And we need help down here. So what I kind of did, and a friend of mine did, is we organized a little citizens action group called the Alabama Oil Spill Aftermath Coalition, and we started to put out information that is directly related to the Gulf Coast, not BP's information and not the studies that were bought and paid for by BP, but the studies that were independent. And so far, we have found quite a few cases that, you know, along here in Alabama of the same thing. People are sick. People have the respiratory illnesses. And now what we're seeing long-term, 19 months out of the spill, is people having neurological effects, neurological problems, seizure disorder, things that they never had before. And we're also seeing that people that had pre-existing conditions, Crohn's disease, things like that, that had been basically, dormant for a while, now it's being aggravated by these chemicals. And so what we have done is, number one, we hooked up with Operation People for Peace, Art Rocker's organization, and we found that groups of us can work together more successfully than little independent groups.
Absolutely.
And so we are boycotting BP. BP has not made us whole, has not made us right. We need fair and transparent claims paid immediately. Here in Bon Secours, Alabama, we just had a shrimper pass away from cancer before he got his claims check. And these are the things that are really aggravating, that the claims, the big businesses and the corporations are having their claims paid. And if you're politically connected and all that kind of thing, your claims are getting paid, or if you have big-time lawyers. But just for the everyday average person or the underserved, you know, they're not getting paid, and they're being starved out by Kenneth Feinberg. And this is not right. And this shouldn't be going on in America. And the rest of the country needs to know what's truly going on down here. And the other thing that we are doing is we have gone to our congressman's office, Congressman Joe Bonner, and we have asked him to hold congressional hearings on the health effects of Corexit and oil exposure, because it's not being done. There is a Gulf study out there being done by NIH, but the results won't be back for 10 years. And this will not help the people now. And furthermore, that study, they have the way they're conducting that study, it's for the cleanup workers and people that had hazmat training. And those are all the same group of people. So where's your control group? How is that going to work? And to me, there is no control group there because the cleanup workers and the hazmat trained are all the residents, and they all live here. And then the third thing that we would like to see is the development of a regional citizens advisory council, or an RCAC, for when the oil spill fine money comes back down to the coast, that it is distributed properly and not being wasted on political pet projects and, you know, the good old boys club down here.
Absolutely.
And so those are the... So those are the things that we're asking, but, you know, Art is doing a fantastic job. Mary Lee Orr is doing a fantastic job of getting the word out, and all I can do is just back them up because it's the same exact thing here in South Alabama and in the panhandle of Florida. Our beaches are not cleaned up. There's tar balls and tar mats coming in daily. BP has not done what they promised to do, but yet they're out there sponsoring all these events, and tonight I just saw where they're sponsoring the NFL tonight.
Oh, yeah, their commercials have been all over our air touting the clean beaches and the total cleanup and how everything's fantastic. That part they can do pretty good. They can do the cover-up damn good, and unfortunately they've been aided and vetted by both the Coast Guard and the EPA as well as the rest of the federal government. But the work
absolutely.
That you're doing is invaluable. It is absolutely invaluable. How can we get in touch with your organization? Do you have a website, dear?
Yes, we do. And it's all little letters, alabamashrimpfestival.com. All right. And we also have a Facebook page, a community page.
Okay.
And it's called the Alabama Oil Spill Aftermath Coalition.
Let me ask you this. I know you've been talking about the impact that you has had from the results of your blood tests and also the impact, unfortunately, on your legs as well. Now, this was
right.
from nearly you just walking on the shore, walking on the beach, right?
Absolutely. And then I made a huge mistake because our beaches all remained open during the spill. There were red flags flying that you couldn't go in the water during the summertime. But then they took those flags down and they said you could go in the water. Well, I made the mistake in late September of 2010 of walking into Perdido Pass in Orange Beach up to my knees. I waded in the water. Within 2 weeks, I broke out in all these lesions.
Well,
and like I said, I'm still struggling. I still have them.
I'm so sorry for you. Hopefully they're going to find something that can help to take some of that heavy metals out of your system. Listen, I think I've got Bishop Thompson on. So thank you so much
okay,
for joining
well,
us, and I'd love to have you back again, okay?
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for getting the word out of what's really happening here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We feel honored to do this. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Good evening, sir. Is this Bishop Thompson?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story?
Oh, well, one of the main things that we are concerned about here in Gulfport, Mississippi, are the health effects as it relates to asthma. Also, we are concerned about the church is not being taken care of during this oil spill. Anything that affects the economy or affects the community also affects the churches.
Certainly.
And those things have not been addressed, you know, with people, but tithes are going down and offerings going down, and people are, and in some cases, some people are moving away, especially after you have a couple of disasters like Hurricane Katrina, then the oil spill that's almost a few years out from Hurricane Katrina. So, and also the main thing that I'm concerned about is the health effects because my son has asthma. And I know that during that time that they were burning the oil, he had to use his nebulizer at least twice a day and also miss some time from school. So and we're concerned about the health effects. And also the dolphins here in Gulfport are still coming up on the beaches dead. The shrimp season and the oyster season is not producing anything. So we have a lot of concerns here in Gulfport and Mississippi as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, sir. I think I've got Mr. Gregory next. Thank you again, sir, and I hope to speak to you again. Thank
okay,
you very much,
you.
Bishop. Good evening. Is this Mr. Gregory?
Yes, just a moment.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Gregory.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank you for your commitment to these people. The dangers that has been waged on the Gulf is just extreme. Please go ahead and tell us your story, sir.
Well, you know, when you stop and think about that, that just ordinary citizens shouldn't have to be out doing what we're doing. This should be America's job. There's $6 million the United States government put up for the medical school in New Orleans, which is LSU, and Tulane, and that should be reimbursed back. Taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for something that British Petroleum did. And if you look at the solvent they use to break down the oil, that solvent comes from a company in Europe, and they're not even permitted to use that in Europe. It's so toxic. So you have people now going into British Petroleum, to Ken Feinberg, with their doctor's statements of saying out of the 10 solvents that's in the product, they find 9 of it in people's body, and they still deny it. So when you look at who is Ken Feinberg, well, he was the one, we know that he was the one that negotiated the World Trade Towers, and a lot of people wasn't happy with that. And even when you look at your first responders, I mean, he was so messed up with that, Congress had to pass special legislation to pay them. The president, Obama, he had to cut it in half and pay instead of for 10 years to make it for 5 years. But what most folks is not aware of, he also, Ken Feinberg, handled the Agent Orange. And his American soldiers, who we claim we love, they go over to Vietnam and come back with Agent Orange, and they say, no, you didn't get it. Well, look, if I go to Vietnam and what's bothering me, I didn't have before I left, it's obvious I got it over there. And so, and I don't blame nobody but America. You know, we wave our flags and cheer and see all these messages during Christmas, remember the boy. You can wave your flag all you want to get your young men and women to the front line of battle. But if you can't be waving that flag when they come back to see to it that they get top treatment, that's not a flag you're waving. That's a rag. And somewhere, I don't know if you all listening is aware that they just announced this Christmas holiday shopping. They're using two test areas. They're using one in Richmond, Virginia, and one in California. And without anybody's consent, they're going to track folks on your shopping habits. Now, they say they don't know, they're not shopping what you buy. You know that's, you know they are, but here's why I'm bringing this up. If you're going to track me, and right now they're saying they're doing it as just the two, and the whole time you're there, they know when you take a coffee break, they know when you go to the washroom, they know everything. And now, if you can track that, then don't tell me all these soldiers coming home with their limbs and their minds messed up because of these bums they got in the road. If you got a system that you can track me going into a shopping mall, then damn it, don't tell me you can't track the ground and find out where them bums are sit. I mean, it's just outrageous how ordinary American people get treated. And so we looked the other day in California, they was pepper spraying those occupying people. You ain't never turned on TV and see where police is pepper spraying a pimp or a dope pusher or the mafia. They ain't never said the mob stinks and the mob need a bath. And so this is what we dealing with. And so thank God for Brother Art Rocker and the ministers that decided that, you know, this is not going to happen. And so all at once now, you got all of these thousands of people. Now, they didn't have to worry about the Mississippi casinos getting paid because they're regulated by the state. And so all at once, they go into the casinos and say, well, how much did you lose? All right, let's figure that up. Okay, how about your help, the waiters? How much did they lose? What were they made in tips? And they did all of that, and all of that's paid for in one block because they got somebody powerful enough to represent them. But the other folks out here, what do you tell them? Go into court, and you're going to keep them in court for 20 years? And so, consequently, that's why I'm so happy that I can be part of this here to say, in my America, no, 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 this is not going to happen. Now, I don't know how long that we're going to be out here. This is the Christmas season coming up, and here's folks who have, you know, when you make your living off the ocean been here billions of years. The ocean was here before dinosaurs. So you would never think anything could happen to interfere with your living. And so here you got people whose mothers, father, that's all they know. And then all at once they have to shut that down. When you think about all the tourist areas where people, you know, they just run to this area. I mean, it was a long time before I knew about the Panhandle, the white sands. All I knew was Miami. And then all at once, all of these folks, all these hotel folks have lost money and haven't been, oh, Hilton going to get theirs. And so, again, this is why we are out here, and I'm just so glad that the leadership with Art Rocker and Dr. Ife William have organized the ministers so well that they have. We went over to London to their headquarters, the British Petroleum headquarters.
Sure.
And asked to see them. And they didn't. They just sent some low-level person down and said, well, the person you see with this here is Ken Feinberg. I said, we've been to seeing him. He told us, oh, it'll be paid off. I'm sitting in the room with him. Said, these claims will be taken care of. And let me see, how many weeks did they say? They said, in 3 weeks. Never heard no more. So then we were forced to go to London and try to meet them. They said, no, Ken Feinberg. Oh, well, man, we've been talking to Ken Feinberg. Well, that's who handles. We go back, talk to Ken Feinberg. We went to jail. We've been to jail twice from going to see the person who they told us to see. And so when you stop and think about all of those folks that have children in school, have medical bills to pay, not just the money occurred from this year, but before this, where do they go? And so that's why I can't spend enough time. I got so many other things I would like to be doing. But
sure.
I think this is the number one problem confronting, not just these, confronting America today, that when you can let, you know, no foreign country would let us come in and treat their people the way Americans are being treated in America by British Petroleum. And so the reason we're doing this radio fund is for the thousands of people that pick up the paper here on the news that British Petroleum just paid out $4 billion. Why wouldn't I think that mine was in that? And so when we go across the country now, and they can hear us, and we have claimants talking. So it's easy for somebody to think, well, somebody got to be tricking me. If they're paying everybody and I know our stuff is legitimate, then what's happening? And so this is why these radiothons are so important, and the ministers is so important that have the voice and the hearts and the mind of the people.
Well, thank you so very much, sir, for the work that you've spent your life doing. You are, it's an honor to speak to you, sir, and the work that you've done will live long after you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Dr. Ife Williams, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Dr. Williams?
It sure is. How are you today?
Welcome so much, and thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I'm on the legal team working for the people in the Gulf Coast. It's, you know, very personal for me because I am from Louisiana, even though I don't live there now. I have many friends and relatives who live along the Gulf Coast, so I've been working on the legal team, but I've also been working, you know, as an activist, and I was on the trip to London to try to help to get people paid, came back to Washington, as Mr. Gregory just said, again, in an effort to get poor people who have no one else to speak for them, get them paid. We've gone to all of the congressional hearings. We've met many times with Mr. Kenneth Feinberg, the administrator of the BP fund, who should be having as his priority now, trying to get these people paid. We've seen people die. We've seen people very ill. I think you probably had Bishop Thompson on just a little while ago talking sure. about his son with the asthma problem. There are so many other mothers I've heard from with tears in their eyes, which brought tears to my eyes, talking about how sick their children are. And, you know, just because the oil, as they say, maybe stopped flowing, doesn't mean that the repercussions from it are ending. And we don't know, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, what kinds of illnesses these children are going to experience. I head up a women's organization, and I know the kinds of problems that women have with their children. And this just adds to that burden when you think of, say, 3, 4, 5 years or more down the road, when parents are going to have to deal with their children becoming sicker and sicker. You know, keeping them from learning and doing the things that children should be doing. So it's a very sad situation. And why Mr. Feinberg is dragging his feet with the poor and the underserved, I don't know. But again, it's been a pleasure. It's been like my duty to work with Dick Gregory and Art Rocker and others as we've gone through towns all over Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, even to Texas, and you know, just seeing people every day who are suffering. They have nothing else to do. I mean, their livelihood has been ruined from this oil spill, and BP has taken no more responsibility for them than, you know, has been required. They've of course, you know, paid the politically well-connected, but not the poor people. And that's who we're representing, the poor people, the poor and the underserved.
Well, thank you so much. I just wonder, if you know something of chemistry, you know that these toxins, these heavy metals especially, have terrible long-term effects.
Yes, and, of course.
And unfortunately, when you see so much money being spent on cover-ups, on whitewashes, on promotional commercials, and not people being helped, I think it's a crime. There's just
the sad part is, I think earlier Mr. Gregory was telling you about, you know, many of the casinos and the well-connected, the politically well-connected and others are being paid. We know that Kenneth Feinberg has worked on cases like this before. That's why, you know, he was selected to do this. It was assumed he was going to be fair when it came to poor people, poor and underserved people. But, of course, that has not been the case. When he worked on the Agent Orange case, thousands of cases were filed. He paid over half of those cases, no questions asked, didn't even ask for a doctor's statement. The same thing happened with the World Trade Center in Washington, in New York. At least half of these people were paid just by filling out the application. And the people that we're representing have filled out applications. They've submitted more and more information every time they were asked for more. When, in fact, they were earlier told that, you know, they didn't have to submit a whole lot of information, that whatever they turned in would be accepted as long as they could get someone to vouch for it, like their ministers, I believe.
Sure.
Ministers signed thousands of these forms, assuming that Mr. Feinberg was going to keep his word, but we found that he did not. So he's requiring more of the poor and the underserved, and we continue to hear about cases where people who are well off have been paid millions of dollars that they didn't deserve. Maybe they started buying land to build something, and then they're getting paid for what they lost, you know, when in fact they had not even built the business or the facility. We've heard of people who were earning something like $1,500 a month getting millions of dollars a month. And Mr. Feinberg himself is getting $1.2 million a month to block, it seems, people getting paid. He's not being paid to, you know, to look out for the people that we're looking out for.
Now, obviously, you've been looking closely at this for some time. It just seems to me that there's really no other explanation other than the fact that they just don't care about poor people. They don't care about working class people.
Well, apparently that's it, and that's why we have to have people like those who are involved in Occupy D.C., Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Denver, Oakland, Los Angeles, all across the country. And that movement is growing because we're talking about 99% of the people being underrepresented, and it seems that these are the people who are the, you know, million and plus. And I don't hold any grudges against people who make a lot of money, but I think when you do, when you're blessed, then you have a responsibility to give back. Mr. Feinberg obviously is earning a whole lot of money because this is not his only case. If you saw his office in Washington, you would know the kind of luxury in which he works, and I'm sure he lives in the same kind. So he, above all, should be able to understand the underserved, but he does not. We know that he wants to give all of his papers, even the ones that are dealing with these cases in the Gulf, to the University of Massachusetts. To a library or something. Well, these papers, these things belong to the people. Instead of thinking about preserving his records and what he's doing, he should be thinking about trying to resolve the problems of these poor people.
Is there a class action suit underway?
Yes, there are many. As a matter of fact, many of the 10,000-plus people that we represent have a case. These are scheduled to come up in February of next year. But we're hoping that we can settle it, the case for many of the people we represent before that time, because this is urgent. I mean, some of these people are very ill. Some of them have even died. Their families still don't have, funds that should have been paid to them while they've been waiting, though many of the people have contracted illnesses from these toxins and have actually died. But they have family members still who are around, and it's more and more difficult for them to live because, you know, they no longer have the jobs that were once associated with the Gulf, and now they have, they're grieving because a family member has gone. And some of these jobs will never come back. The people who fried fish, who had little fish sandwich stands, people who babysat sometimes, you know, and it was a cash economy. So they have no verification of how much money they made, but, I mean, there is such a thing as, you know, statistics that will tell you how much a babysitter would make as a rule in that area, how much someone who has a little fish stand would make. But Mr. Feinberg has not accepted these things.
Well, unfortunately, the working poor have borne the brunt of a lot of pollution and a lot of industrial waste for a long time. And this seems to be part and parcel of the same kind of cavalier treatment of human beings.
Exactly. They have no other place they can go. Many people know that there are toxins there, but the big question is, where do they go? So they can't even begin to heal until, you know, these problems are cleaned up. They're just kind of forced to stay there. They have no money to travel to any other place.
Well, I've got, I think, another couple guests. Thank you so much, Dr.
Okay.
Williams. I appreciate that.
Okay. I think Reverend Clay, is he scheduled to come on?
Right.
Okay, he's here too.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for having us on.
And we certainly appreciate it. We'd love to have you back again.
Okay.
Thank you. Reverend
Clay. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, sir?
Yes, sir. Let me say, first of all, at the very inception of our first meeting with Mr. Feinberg, I was invited to attend that meeting with several other pastors. And it was Mr. Ken Feinberg who asked the ministers to go out and get the claims because he felt that they had not done an effective job in reaching out into the underserved communities, in particularly the Afro-American communities. And so since he asked us, then quite naturally I jumped in it head over because I was confident that he was going to carry out the promises that he had made. And we went back to him for a second meeting and a third meeting and a fourth meeting. And he asked us to get more claims, and he needed more claims. So my heart is still built up at this time because he's asking us to go do it. That's primarily the only reason that I actually got this deeply involved is because he asked us to do it. in the process of that, at the first original meeting, we had questions for him, and he said, well, there's an underground economy, he said, and people will not be able to provide a lot of receipts and et cetera. He said, just get the minister to sign for them, and that would be good enough. So we went on there. And all of these claims that people have made, to my best knowledge, are legitimate claims, and people have produced receipts and have forwarded the proper documents that they've been asked. What behooves me is that after so many promises and commitments, is that he was going to pay these claims. I personally don't know one single claim that has been paid. And because we brought so many people in and so many churches who suffer losses, churches who used to be able to do things in the community, feeding the hungry, assisting people with their bills, because their tithes went down, their offerings went down, they themselves were no longer able to minister to the social and physical needs of people. So quite naturally, they filed claim. So we've been on this for more than a year now, and people along the way have gotten discouraged. Many people we know were sick. We had one lady we brought directly to him, whose face had swelled up. She couldn't breathe, had a difficult time breathing. She had to wear a mask over her face, and to let him see for himself. And so, you know, we're still standing fighting for the people, because it is just, it is right, it's pure. And so hopefully that some resolution will be coming in a not-too-far-distant future to this matter. So I do want to commend Dr. Art Rocker, who has stayed the course, Mr. Dick Gregory, Dr. Faye Williams, and all of the ministers who have stood up for what they believe is right. And I would hope that Mr. Kevin Feinberg will come to the point that he knows what he has committed to the people and will just go ahead on and do the right thing.
Well, thank you so much, sir. And we pray for you and the work that you're doing. Thank goodness that there are people who have the right heart to stand up to this kind of greed, this kind of foolishness and stupidity. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, sir.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Okay.
Let me bring on our next guest.
Thank you.
Certainly, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Good evening and welcome. This is Rick Spezak with Progressive News Network. Who do I have?
Hi, this is Jessica Donahue. How are you, Rick?
Hi, Jessica.
Thank
nice
you so
you.
Much for having us. I'm with Art Rocker and Operation People for Peace, and I just wanted to come on and let you know how much we appreciate you allowing to have the voiceless have a voice. It's media outlets like yours and independent stations that allow these people to let America know that this can happen anywhere. Because this happened in the Gulf Coast region, a corporation can affect any territory, and because it's not your direct home, if this is not made an example of, it can affect you in 5 years and 6 months tomorrow. So what does not directly impact you indirectly impacts you. If this is not made an example that this area needs to be made whole, that poor people that clean your house and cook your food deserve to have their claims paid when disasters happen. They're just as important as the corporations who pay them the cash who have their claims paid. And thank you to Art Rocker and Dick Gregory and Dr. E. Faye Williams, who do not give up, and the ministers who do not give up. The ministers provide that faith and that hope to their churches and their people and let them know that they are there, they're steadfast, they're unmovable, they're soldiers of God. And because America sometimes can get into binds like this and corporations and policy and things like this, you see these corporations commercials saying that the Gulf is whole because people have gotten marketing ads, and we're not against that. We're thankful that those businesses are getting the money that they're getting, but the Gulf Coast is not whole. These people are still suffering, And we just thank you so much for allowing us to have these people on.
Well,
OperationPeopleForPeace.org. People can go to our website. It's OperationPeopleForPeace.org, and they can see the many articles that have been written on the movement, on Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and Dr. Efe Williams, the ministers. They've been written in all types of newspapers along the Gulf Coast and radio stations, internet radio, Sirius XM radio, The Voice in UK from their trip to London. So several, BET.com, News One, Pacifica radio stations, several stations are continuing to give us the outlet that the people need to tell the truth. You can see commercials and you can see BP-sponsored ads all day long, but if you don't listen to the voice that was directly impacted, you'll never know. You can turn on the TV and believe anything that you hear on the TV. So you have to hear these people's voices. And again, we thank you. Our Twitter is OP, of course, the at sign first, and then OP, people, and the number four, peace. So it's OP, people, for peace. And you can Twitter us. You can Facebook us. On our Facebook, we have several pictures of the protests that have gone on at Ken Feinberg's office. Again, you heard from Reverend Byron Clay, who is a minister who's been involved, and he told you directly how it's affecting the ministers and the churches. So, again, we just thank you so much.
Well, believe me, it's our honor to help get this message out. Too many people have bought the propaganda that everything's fine. It just beggars the imagination that you can put that much oil and that much Corexit into that wonderful, beautiful Gulf and have no further impact. And we see it in the lives of the animals, in the creatures that were harvested from there, and the lives of the people that live along that Gulf. It is a shame that they haven't been taken care of. And let's just hope that Feinberg's heart is softened and that the wallet is finally open to these people who are suffering so tremendously. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And I want you to be a regular guest. You come back anytime.
Thank you so much. We will. And tell others. And we'll be on any program. If people will call their local state representatives, if they'll call their radio stations and TV, Operation People for Peace, Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and Dr. Efe Williams, we'll talk to them.
Okay, that's great. I think I've got Art on the other side. Hold on a second. Hello, is this Art? Maybe not. Maybe he's walked away for a moment. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got involved, Jessica?
Operation People for Peace. I've worked with Art Rocker, and I've just been helping him since the beginning with Operation People for Peace, and it's just been a huge project, you know, to get these people paid. And like Reverend Clay told you, Ken Feinberg asked Operation People for Peace, Art Rocker, and the ministers to gather these people together to make sure that they would not be left in the wash, you know. And they're seeing small, and like Kimberly, I believe you had Kimberly on, the larger corporations are being paid, but the smaller people, the people who have lived on the Gulf for generations and generations, are just being looked over. And Feinberg said that he wanted to make sure that this did not happen, but yet a year and a half later, these people are being starved out, and the claims are still not being paid or attempted to starve out. The people won't give up. Operation People for Peace, it's leadership, it's people, the ministers, they won't give up. But they will stick the fight out. So if they're wanting Operation People for Peace to stop, they better change their mind. It's not going to happen.
Well, thank you again so much for bringing us this really critical information. Far too many people have bought into the assumption that everything's fine. The Coast Guard has told them a lie. The EPA has told them a lie. Our government has told them a lie. Of course, TV, commercial TV does nothing but. But thank you for bringing us the truth. Thank you for helping us hear these voices that are so critical.
That's right. And please tell your listeners and other program directors to Twitter us, to Facebook us, to go to our website. They can see all the information that Art Rocker and Dick Gregory and Dr. Efe Williams have done. Feinberg said that he was the czar for the fund, and that he wanted to help BP right their wrong, but and bring justice to the situation to fairly compensate those who have suffered from this fallout. But this is yet to be completed. Instead of righting BP's wrong, it's amounted to an assault on the lives and the lands of millions of people along the Gulf Coast. He's only protected the corporate interests by constructing a compensation process that doles out hush money and blatantly neglects those who are without the means to represent themselves or their claims. There was also a billionaires article written by the Washington Post that I invite your listeners and you to look at to see really who has been paid by BP and the claims fund, as well as the $20 billion is not a cap, it's a floor. So the fact that they don't have the money to pay the claims is not an issue. They have the money and they're sitting on it and allowing people who just have $30,000 claims, maybe $10,000 claims, starve out, you know. And it's just, and the fact that there was a shrimper who died, you know, he was probably a generational shrimper, even if he wasn't. He died of cancer before he could even get his claim paid. How long are they going to allow this to go into litigation and legal practices before they just pay these claims?
Sure. I think I've got Art back. Is that you, Mr. Rocker?
No, I don't think Mr. Rocker's coming on again.
He had to meet the ministers on the Gulf Coast region today.
Oh, okay.
And actually he has to head to New Orleans tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they they drive all night. They drove from the Gulf Coast to Washington, D.C. to protest. They brought Gulf Coast residents up, and they meet with several members of Congress to let them know what's going on in the Gulf. And so they will know, you know, that these people are still suffering, and they meet them on a local level as well as their offices in Washington, D.C.
Okay, well, we're going to help publicize you. We're going to put you up on our page. We're going to put links to your Facebook page, to your website. And you can count on us as fellow advocates of health and fair treatment for the people of the Gulf. Thank you so much for joining
Rick.
Us. Well, our pleasure. You. And bye-bye. You'll be hearing from us again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yes, you as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, friends, that was the news about the Gulf. There is so much work yet to do. There is so much effort that has to be made yet. You need to contact your senators, your congressmen. And there's a better world coming, but we have to do the work. We have to get out there. It's people power, friends. We have to occupy the Gulf. We can't let the lies continue. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Art Brocker, Mary Lee Orr, Kimberly Medusen, Bishop Anthony Thompson, the wonderful humanitarian and activist Dick Gregory, Dr. Williams, Reverend Clay, and Jessica. Thank you all for bringing us this crucial information. I also want to thank my co-producer, Mickey Royce, for all the work that she does. I want to thank my fellow progressive broadcasters, and Tid, and the incomparable, the unquenchable, Gwendolyn Holden Gary, for the work that she does with Here Be Monsters and her constant, ongoing effort to support the Occupy movement. Thank you, Gwen. I want to thank Anita Stewart for bringing us these wonderful people and their voices and this crucial, crucial information about what's still going on the Gulf. Hope you'll tune in next week when Progressive News Network brings you a very special show. It's going to be an hour and a half. Our special guest is a human rights representative of the European Human Rights Commission, also candidate for Prime Minister of Slovenia, Ludwig Pojanic. He's got some very interesting things to say about what's going on over in Eastern Europe. The breakup of Yugoslavia is still being felt, the repercussions, and in Slovenia, which is in South Central Europe, they're fighting for human rights every day. So I hope you tune in next week when Progressive News Network brings you direct from the Human Rights Commission of Europe, Ludwig Pojanic, and a special guest also, Lillian Taylor-Sanders. We'll see you next week. make sure you contact your congressmen and senators about the issues we've talked about tonight, the Gulf, and of course also that terrible new Senate bill. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Tune in to Progressive News Network, The Amy Tidd Show, and Here Be Monsters for the best in progressive news. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Good night. We'll talk to you next week.